approval.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream.
It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I know the horse can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill, and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas now.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Just gone 8 o'clock. We're on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. The best way to start any race day right through the Everest Racing Carnival. Very shortly, Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos and Glenn Munsey will all look at the every race today at Randwick today. 12 horses, 1,200 metres and 14 million to be won, all lost in about 70 seconds. Kickstart Everest weekend with a bang. It's on Thursday at the Royal Oak with Double Bay's biggest Calcutta. With a guaranteed starting pool of 5,000, get involved in the world's richest race on turf in our newly renovated sports bar. You've got to be in to win it, so get down to the Oak and get your tickets for just $1, plus a portion of the final prize pool will be donated to Bondi Nippers. Start your Everest weekend with the Royal Oaks Everest Calcutta. It's on Thursday. Visit royaloakdoublebay.com.au for more detail. royaloakdoublebay.com.au. Mark Van Gestel's joining us, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And for once, Mark, at this stage, I'm not going to go off early, but at this stage, we've missed the majority of the Sydney's rain.
No, morning, Andrew. Yeah, look, we've been fortunate, obviously, to miss that rain. Now, I'm only a few kilometres from Randwick, and we've certainly got more than the 2 mils that the track's received there, so it's a good start for the day.
It is, and at this stage, there's a fair bit of blue sky. We'll wait and see if we get any showers from the south. What have you found for us?
Out of the second race, Andrew, a couple to mention. Number 5, Aliferous, Randwick on the 21st of September, finished 5th behind Juniper, beaten over 3 lengths. But just between the 400 and the 300 and the 200 metres, I should say, did have difficulty obtaining clear running and found the line reasonably well thereafter. Also, number 12, Master of Wine, same day, same race behind Junipal, beaten just on a length. Began only fairly that day, but just at the 150 metre mark, it had to be steady when disappointed for runners and shifted to the outside, and it also found the line quite well. And stepping up to the 2000 today would suit, I would suspect. Race 6, the Angstar, number 10, Eugene's pick at the Kensington track on the 2nd of October. Finished 6 behind Miss Einstein, but never got clear running in the straight until about the 50-metre mark, and it certainly had no luck and should have finished much closer than what the form suggests. And picking 2 out of the Silver Eagle, Race 8, number 8, Legend of Condor, just at Moonee Valley, 27th of September. The stewards there reported it was disappointed for a run at about the 300-metre mark, shifted back to the inside and finished second behind Lagertil on that occasion, beaten by the narrowest of margins and probably unlucky not to win that race. And I thought also number 11 for Seeker from Rosehill on the 14th of September, then the Scirocco finished second behind Mizzy, had been a first up that day. But look, it raced quite wide and without cover throughout the event, and I thought it's happened in the circumstances to finish the race off as it did was pretty good, given the run that it had to endure throughout the race.
Right, a couple there, particularly in the Silver Eagle, were race worth $500,000 today, but the first three run in a race worth, or can, in a race worth $7.5 million on November 2. Good on you, Mark. We'll see you out here later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel there joining us to start our preview hour. Simon Dinopoulos is online from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. I know it's 6 days later, but I hope you've got through the week okay after that GF.
We don't want to talk about it, Andrew. Look, you don't have to be dead to be steer fed, Inkham. I've talked about it all week. It's just the toughest part is it's just so hard to make a grand final. You know, you don't get many chances. 25 years we were waiting, so look, to go out like that's a bit disappointing. The hardest thing is I don't think we were robbed of the game. We were just robbed of the opportunity to win it, which is always the hard part.
I understand. Hey, mate, I'm barrack for Collingwood all my life. Don't worry about just go back and have another crack next year. That's all you can do.
Try barrack and St George.
There's teams that just can't quite get
South have only won 21 of them.
Hang on, I haven't introduced you.
Oh, sorry, Andrew, sorry. I was a bit premature.
Ron Duppas, he's back with us. How was Bricky?
No, it was very nice. All right. We really appreciate the...
Well done to Stable Talk. Yeah. They do a grand job. Well, we don't take it for granted.
Coffee next time.
Bit of sugar.
Yeah, bit of sugar with
bit
the
of sugar.
I thought you'd be sweet enough, right?
No, I need a lot of sweetening up. I'm a little bit worried someone's going to... They're towing my car away.
Now I am concerned. Duff's come here this morning.
Navesh.
We need to call on Navesh or someone here to help Duff because...
Get that clean off, mate.
Duff's just going to go home after he does this preview and he's parked the car close to us, but security have already been loitering around saying, we're going to tow this car. We're going to tow it. Duff, you... Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I won't be all right when I walk out there and it's gone.
Righto. Well, is that Michael or Navesh's car there? Someone's got to be out there helping you. And let's officially welcome the voice of Glenn Munsey from TAB. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Syme. Yeah, mate, yeah, just get like South, mate. We've won 21 premierships. A lot of people will catch up, you know, in the next 100 years. But great day yesterday, Canberra, for Tony Campbell Day, Syme. The horse, your horse in the last. Any excuses?
No excuses, Munz. I think she's just a big raw thing. Just needs time. Robbie got off and said, you know, got good ability, just needs to sort of put it all together. So just want to see back at the races and have a few more runs. She just needs racing. But, yeah, fantastic day there yesterday. Shame about the MC, but always enjoy getting an invite to that race day. And good feeling amongst the race club at the moment. Everyone's really pumped for the two-day carnival next year and two live chances in the Kosciuszko next week. So... Great day there yesterday, and always look forward and want to stay on that invite list for sure.
You know when trainers and jockeys tell you your horse wants time, that means we think it's slow, we just want to make sure it's slow before we give it anyone else.
If you need more time, more distance.
Needs more ground, 600 mile west of Bourke.
I think we're in there.
I'll tell you what, you speak about Canberra with two runners, you've also got to realise Queen Bianne's got two runners. So there's exactly. a training area within, what would you say, Simon, from Queen Bianne to Canberra, 15 k's or less?
Oh, everything in Canberra is about 15 minutes, Mum, so on the doorstep.
So they've got four runners.
In that area.
In the Everest, out of 14. So that's a pretty good effort.
By the way, we're talking about rain and not getting it here. Hawkesbury race tomorrow, it's a heavy 10.
They've had 30-something.
There's been parts that...
Gerald said they'd got to about 18 or 20 at Rose Hill.
All right, let's get it going here on this day, Spring Champion Day at Randwick. We're starting on a good four right now. There's sunshine. There may be... What was that radar then, Ron? Did that show
all right.
Yeah, it looked all right.
Still hovering down there. That
little band at near Wollongong. All right, the first race at TAB Highway.
Yeah, and today's TAB Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,600 metres, and we start with Mai Taggerson for Rod Northam here, who's a $10 chance. Texas Storm at $8.50. Black Wand, Scratch from Kembla, runs here with the concussion plates on the front off, and it is a $4.60 chance, and that price makes it favourite. Emanuela at $5. JT's the Fox, one of two runners for Scotty Spackman here. It's a $10 chance. Carillon came out last night, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Gotta Want It for Scotty Spackman at $6. Weather Channel is an $8 chance. Embezzlement, tongue tie on, winkers on. The tongue control bit comes off and the blinkers come off. Barb Joseph brings it up and it's a $31 pop. Gunga Din, Glenn Schofield to ride a half over and with blinkers on for Keithy Dryden, which his horse would have won the last yesterday. It was 20-1. It's a $15 chance. But I Know at $6.50. And Burnham is a $61 chance. Take out Dad's Blaze, no deduction. Not the busiest betting race dollar-wise, but I tell you what, there's money for about seven or eight runners here. Most popular runner is Emanuela in front of Black Wand. Then it is But I Know, Gotta What I Want, and Mai Taggerson. But already this morning, Weather Channel's been 10 into 8.
Little move. How's the pace this week?
Yeah, it just looks even to me. I thought it was a bit concerning all races. The majority of them today doesn't look to be a lot of tempo, which always is a bit tricky doing your form. But Embezzlement looks to lead. Gotta Want It looks to press forward, possibly sit outside. Burnham and Texas Storm both kick up. I'd imagine Black One from that inside draw, they'll want to utilise that and press forward. The big question mark for me on the map is Emanuela from that draw, what they want to do. So, yeah, just an even tempo, I think, to start the day, Ron.
Yeah, I'd expect so, but sometimes in these highways, when we get to a mile, they go quicker than we've expected, more often than not. But this is impossible for me, especially doing wet form. I'm just crossing out all these, all my notes with wet, wet, wet written on it to make a deal of myself. I've tipped, but I know it's going from what looks a pretty common class 2 to a class 3 here, but I just like what she did the other day. I know she was well ridden, but she's a mare with pedigree. There was confidence bets that were landed on her. It's only her seventh start today. I think she's got upside. So I'll lean her way. I know a lot's got to go right being a back marker here. These other horses come right back into play now. I was just giving little negatives to your, the horses that look like your Texas Storm to a mile so quickly. Black One, 2 months off and to a mile first up. And I was opposing them being the wet angle, but now it's a drier angle. They come right back into play. They're dangers. And likewise, Emanuela. She set up her form with 2 mile wins on the dry at Scone, looking pretty authoritative. And powerful at that. So with Nash on board, she's in play as well. Gunga Din could do something now as well. I've been waiting for him. 11-2-3-4.
Yeah, I thought it was a really, really tricky race, as you touched on. 6 last start winners, so never easy. I'm with you, Ron, with But I Know. Just the way she did it, I think, as you touched on, she looks to have upside. And only lightly rates, which is the biggest tick for me, anchored by double figures last start, but the way she put them away, you'd imagine she sets up well here. And highway form generally is the right form for these highways. I know it's a harder race, but look, I think you can stick with her. She should run well and certainly work home strongly into the finish. Gotta want it, certainly back in good order, notched up back-to-back wins. This preparation for the new stable, hard to see her taking a backward step off the back of her last effort. The time was solid there, so should run well again. Emanuela, certainly trending the right way. Another who chases the hat trick in this race. The draw is a question mark for me, whether they go back or they sit wide throughout. I'm not too sure, but she's racing well and has to be respected. And of the rest, JT's the Fox. Good last start winner with a big weight. He measures up as well. But yeah, really tricky race. But generally, highway form works out well. So I'll stick with But I Know. My number's 11, 7, 4, and 5.
Darren Flindell calling all the action. He takes Robbie Dolan's ride, number 1, My Taggerson, to be 3-7-4. 1-3-7-4 for Darren Flindell in race number 1. Race 2 here. We've had some scratchings, Glenn, and this is pretty important with these bonus bets today.
Well, Andrew, I've said it for the last sort of 12 months. You know, for punters now, it's never been better to be a punter, because I can't remember that you keep backing losers and people want to keep giving you money back. Not like the old days, you only got com off the SP.
Yeah.
But
5%.
5% is 5%.
Yeah.
And there was no restriction how much you had on it. It was just how nice a mug you were, depending on what you got. But here's the situation today, right? So bet on races 1 to 6 at Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet, which is pretty good. But it pales into insignificance because this new venue mode. So if you're in a tab or you're here today, because here today is classified as being in venue. Hang on to your hats for this one, right? If your horse runs second, third, fourth, or fifth on every race here at Randwick, there's only 7 runners in this race here. Well, you've got to be going all right if you can find... There's a 50-1 chance in Sayed, so take it down to 6. You think you're going pretty good if you can find the horse to run first, second to fifth.
You could.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I'll be having 50 on something on every race. So I can do it from here.
So yeah, because you're going to have to show Duff how to do
venue. Yeah, you operate it on your phone. You go to the app and it says venue, mate. It's all about location services or something. And it proves that you're here because it tracks where you are.
I can already see Duff getting nervous about venue mode, but it's pretty easy, Ron.
It's unbelievable. Now, Simon, that's got to be the best one we've ever done.
Oh, by far and away. One question I've got, I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer it, Munz. With the venue mode, if you go into a tab in the morning and place all your bets across the day and then leave the tab, are you still on it with those, or how does it work?
Yeah, because you've placed those bets in a venue, and those bets are recorded at a certain time in a certain venue.
Yeah, it'll come up at the time.
So they're not expecting you to sit in a place all day. you have to be in venue and have your bets
so placed. So if I have 10 or 20 on something, I get a $10 or $20.
You get up to $50.
Exactly.
And it's your first bet on the race. In the second, you can't back every runner.
No, it's the first bet that you play. Yeah. So it's second, third, fourth and fifth on all race under the venue mode. If you're not under venue, it's races 1 to 6 if your horse
runs. And it's only second and third.
Exactly. So if you're coming out here, find your venue mode, and once we finish at 9, before Duff shifts his... be able to shift his car because it'll be
clamped. Before he lifts his car.
But you can show him how to get to venue mode. Righto, give us the market after all that.
Yeah, and the Harold's here, which is a benchmark 88 over 2,000 metres. Now, this is a new market with all the scratchings. Exemplar came out Thursday, 3 cents a win, 4 cents a place. Mongolian Wolf yesterday, 3 cents a win, 3 cents a place. Dukan this morning, 3 cents a win, 2 cents a place. Milkman is the first runner here, and it's at $4.20. Oliferous at $8. High Opinion at $8.50. Master Shahood ran yesterday at Port. It's out. 6 cents a win, 7 cents a place. Rapido Japaro won the Port Cup. 15 cents a win, 12 cents a place. Hippo rode a treble there yesterday. Sayed, now Martin Harley can ride one over here at 56 and it's got blinkers on. It's at $51. Lord Gododdin at $10. Re-edit at $5. And Master of Wine with the offside blinker off and normal blinkers on. It's a $2.25 chance. Nothing really happening in that new market this morning. So go back to the old one. And there was little between Milkman and Oliferous, but a long, long way behind Master of Wine.
So what's happened with pace?
Yeah, it's all gone, Andrew. So it's going to be interesting. Say Milkman just lands there by default. Sayed can adopt the forward position along with High Opinion. Master of Wine blinkers on a race lacking obvious speed. I'd imagine they want to press forward, certainly stepping up in trip, Ron.
I think so. Now that he's at 2,000, I remember him up on top of the speed there at Sandown last preparation when he got up in distance. I'm anticipating a little change of tactics with Master of Wine. And I think he's the better of the day. I know he hasn't won in Australia, but I love the last 50 metres and through the line of his last run. 2,000 metres, 53.5. Absolutely perfect for him. And he's fresh blood here. I think he wins. The one I'm most wary of is Milkman. He was very sharp in that recent trial, and I think he's fit now. And he's set to run really, really well. Lord Gododdin, I thought he had an improvement looking at him at Rose Hill. And he's an improver here. And Five Oliferous. Look, some good winter form. Probably would have preferred more of a shower for her. 12, 4, 10 and 5.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie. Looks his race, Master of Wine. The lack of obvious tempo is a slight concern, but it just looks his race. Blinkers on first time, comes out of a fast race behind Juniper, where he found the line. I had a question mark on him after his first up run behind Mapmaker, but then he certainly took a good step forward last start. I think third up in trip, should roll forward, you'd imagine, with the lightweight. I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. Milkman's a danger. Good improvement last start, first prep in Oz. You'd imagine he can only improve further off the back of that performance. He likely settles in front of Master of Wine. I think he gives a bit of cheek out in front. Oliferous, third up, 2,000, should be ready to do something now. And I think High Opinion's going better than what the form guide looks. And he can run well in a pretty shallow race. But, yeah, I think Master of Wine hasn't won for a long time, but this is a very, very winnable race. My number's 12, 4, 5 and 6.
12 as well here for Darren Flindell, Master of Wine, to beat 5, 9 and 4. 12, 5, 9 and 4 in race number 2 at Randwick.
Just back on that bonus bet, is it fixed odds only? Or
it's fixed odds. Yeah. It's not paramutual. Okay. Yeah, you've got to have fixed odds and through your account, of course, at tab.com.au.
Righto, let's keep busting away here. Time really getting away, considering that Glenn's got a live read, and we're a bit unsure how long that live read's going to go, because it's for a beer.
I'll ask you first of all, Andrew, how long is it supposed to go?
It's meant to go 30.
Right, if you've got 90 seconds, the new company a sponsor here on Racing HQ, hang on to your hats, get a tape recorder ready, and you'll be very, very pleased with your new ad playing on Racing HQ of a Saturday morning.
We've got to finish at 8:58. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, so we've got 2 minutes to do it. You're beautiful.
Let's have a look at the market here for Race 3.
Race 3 is the Cironi handicap. Of course, Nick Cironi is the man that designed and made, well, I think he, well, I don't know whether he designed it, but he definitely makes the Tab Everest Trophy, which will be on display here today at the races and be handed over to the winning connections this time next week. And this is a benchmark 88 over 1,400 metres for three-year-olds and upwards. Ranier is an $8 chance. Quackerjack back at the races for Mark Newnham at $4.60. Asterius at 11. Grey Worm, the $3.90 favourite. You Make Me Smile with the winkers on at 10. Star Reflection is a $12 chance. Aqua Divina at $23. Over the page to House of Cartier. That's a topical tip in the Chironi handicap. Another jeweller there, Cartier at $34. Thy Kingdom Come at 12. Shawnee at 7. Amangiri came out on Wednesday. It's running later, 11 cents a win, 11 cents a place. And Superstar Bob is a $12 chance. Most popular runner is Quackerjack already today, $4.80 into $4.60. Most popular over Grey Worm. And then Star Reflection at a bit of odds.
You Make Me Smile. What does it do from a wide draw here?
Yeah, you'd imagine once the press over, I'm sure they would have wanted the rain to come after You Make Me Smile. But look, the press over, Quackerjack's got good speed drawn inside. You imagine he just trails it across, gets a nice run in behind. Grey Worm back to the inside draw, just gets a lovely suck run. Shawnee's an interesting one for me. They'll probably want to press. And sort of, she's got a long way back, but she can probably settle closer from that draw. And Thy Kingdom Come also has speed. So one of the few races today that looks to have solid tempo in it. And you'd imagine You Make Me Smile gets across from.
Yeah, look, he's a fast horse, and he leads any 1,400. They're too dangerous tag him, I'd suggest. I'm in Quackerjack's corner just. He looks ready to go. He's had the two trials, a nice solid trial. I like to see them solid trials. You know, and we all look at these horses hard-held in third and fourth spots, and we forget about these horses winning the trial. So Mark's giving him a good grounding. I would have preferred a touch more rain for him. So I still got him on top of Grey Worm, who he's ready for 1,400 now, Grey Worm. He's had an 11 and two 1,200-metre runs, so he's ready for it now, and he's peaking on the right day. Maybe he wanted to drop more rain as well. We set up his form on the wet. 10, Shawnee, is the knockout. She won first up last preparation, and I think she's capable here. And Rainier, now that he's broken back through, his confidence levels are high. 2, 4, 10 and 1.
Yeah, same first four for me with you, with Quackerjack. Just so well set up, I think, off that trial. And just looking back through his form last time in, his effort behind Colding was obviously very good. And then third in the Hawkesbury Guineas behind Military Zone. So I just think he brings the best form into this race, and certainly raced with good consistency last preparation. I don't think he handled the backup prior to a break, but his form previous to that was very, very good. And as mentioned, he sets up well, and I think it's a lovely draw for him. He just tags the likely leader, You Make Me Smile. I think he's going to be hard to beat. The danger for me is number 10, Shawnee. She went to the paddock in good form, which is always a big tick for me with mares coming back. You can just see her getting a lovely suck run up the fence. She's going to need a bit of luck getting out, but she's certainly got the talent to be winning this first up, although admittedly the stable generally isn't a fresh performer. They improve with racing, but she's got the talent. Rainier, as Ron touched on, back in form last start, good confidence-building win. He should be strong again late. And number 4, Grey Worm, I think it's a better draw for him. When he won two back, he got that lovely suck up on the inside. It was a different story for him last start, but back again on the inside, gets a nice run, and I think the step up in trips suits. But yeah, I think Quackerjack here gets into a good spot, should be hard to run down. My numbers 2, 10, 1 and 4.
2 as well here for Darren Flindell. Quackerjack to beat 3, 4 and 8. 2, 3, 4 and 8 in race number 3. Now we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and then we'll have another 2-minute ad with
Mums. If you're lucky.
Yeah, you've got to keep it fairly tight here because we're running late. I've got the...
I guarantee it won't run any longer than 2 minutes, Andrew, this 30-second ad.
Righto. A break, and then we'll hear all about this live read that's been specially read or written for Glenn Munsey.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay trained Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Love golf? Then hurry into Drummond Golf's huge $2 million clearance. There's loads of great gear reduced, but not for long. So hurry in today. Drummond Golf, Australia's biggest.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1300 45 beer. Take the Wingman challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Meet Paul. As project manager for Cloud Construction, he's forced to keep every project on track, keep the cash flow positive, and explain all delays and overruns. It's enough to drive him crazy. But then he discovered CAT Projects, the ultimate project management tool. With a 24/7 project management system, an audit trail that minimizes disputes, and a team that's in sync with every project, he can finally kiss his worries goodbye.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, we're broadcasting from Randwick with Simon Dinopoulos. Duff's here, Glenn Munsey. The car still hasn't been clamped yet, so that's okay, Duff. You're starting to get a bit towy.
I've got Max out there. He's put a sign on it. Do not tow till
9:15. You're going to be there at 9:02.
He's got it on the side window, the front window.
Max looks like a climate change protester at the moment. He's super glued himself to the bonnet.
Good on you, Maxie. All right, let's keep pumping away.
That'll test his heart out anyway.
Yeah, well, the fourth race comes up at 5-3.
This is the Yulong Australia Stan Fox Stakes here, this Group 2 event for three-year-olds over 1,500 metres, an unusual distance here, but Colding holds the track record for 1,500 at Randwick. And we start with Batiga here, is a $2.25 favourite. Famous is a $10, Brandenburg at $8.50. Fasano, they've put the blinkers back on today, David Payne, and it is a $13 chance. Cock Match at 14, Collada at 16. We've got Rockamore with a tongue tie on at $17. Elvezio is at $51. And Kiwirup is at $3.70. Now, already this morning, Batiga has been $2.50 to $2.25, and what they've done with Kiwirup there has gone $3.50 out to $3.70. It's easily Batiga here. In fact, 10 times the amount of money than any other runner. It's not absolutely massive, but there's still 10 times more money on this favourite here than any runner in race four.
And Simon, Cockmatch just doesn't know anything different.
Yeah, certainly looks to lead from that inside draw, Andrew. You'd imagine Rockamore from the wide draw presses over, possibly sits outside, and then you've got Collada's got good speed as well. So those three should ensure, I'd say, a solid tempo. Cockmatch certainly rolls along in his races, so I think we'll get a solid tempo.
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, he looks a nice horse, doesn't he? He's a good-looking prospect. He's been savaging the line. He beat up Brandenburg at his first start. Then went to Hawkesbury. Looked a little green there, but you got to love the last 50 metres of his work. I'm finding it hard to get away from him, although she adds interest, this filly, Kiwirup. She's probably got the better credentials as far as she's already been there to, I know, only two-year-old stakes races, but she won a Group 3, and then I thought she had legitimate excuses when she was favourite the other day. She was 3 and 4 deep, no cover the whole way, and stuck on well. So she's very dangerous if he stubs his toe. Of the others, Fasano will run much better back in distance with those blinkers back on. Would have preferred that little bit of rain to come for him, though. And Brandenburg, although beaten up by Batiga, he has trained on since. 1-9-4-3.
Yeah, better the day for me, Batiga, when the rain didn't come. Very very, very keen on his chances. I know in the form book, jumps from a class one to a group two, but it's essentially a benchmark 79, so don't be too concerned with the jump up in grade. He's just a smart animal. What he did on debut at Newcastle there, he backed it up at Hawkesbury. He was soft on the line. A bit hesitant with Hawkesbury looking at the time figures there. They can be a bit hit and miss, but he ran really good time, and I'm taking that given his breeding. Certainly happy to be with him today. He's going to get back, but I think he's got a fair bit on him here. So really keen on his chances. The danger certainly is the filly. Her form last preparation was better than what she's done in two runs back this time in. It's actually a drop back in grade for her when we look at field strength on her two runs this time in. So I think she'll find this easier than what she contested last start. And near her best form, she's going to be right around the mark. I just think Bodega's got a much higher ceiling. Brandenburg broke through last start. He's trending the right way, but hard to see him turning the tables on Bodega given what happened when they met in Bodega's debut. And of the rest, number six, Collada. I thought he did a good job on speed last start. I think he puts himself into the race. He can stick on. But, yeah, certainly all over Bodega. Gerald Ryan Stable certainly flying at the moment, 26% from his last 50 runners. And this looks a very smart colt. On numbers 1, 9, 3, and 6.
Darren Flindell likes it as well, number 1, to beat 3, 9, and 8. 1, 3, 9, and 8. Righto, 8:30, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Here we go. They've asked specially for the read of one G Munsey.
Well, Wingman Beer, have your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman mid-strength, 3.5%.
Do you want to start again?
Yeah, I'll start again because we've got 2 minutes anyway. Righto, here we go. Three, two. I'll lift a bit more excitement. Righto, Wingman Beer, have your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman mid-strength, 3.5%. Crisp, clean, 3.5. Never bitter lager. They're putting out a challenge. Next time you pick up your regular beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, test it back-to-back with your beer, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back, and Wingman will refund your money. Well, that's not too bad. So if you don't like it, take it back, get your money back,
and send it back.
Then go to another shop, buy another can of Wingman there. If you then drink it, take it back and tell the bloke you didn't like it, get your money back, go to another shop, and then you've drunk a carton of it.
Yeah, make sure someone's driving you.
Make sure someone's
it.
Driving. But work your way around your nearest suburb, buy a can of Wingman in every single shop you can, and then just go to black mate, didn't really like it, go to the next shop, and then by the time you've had a carton of it, you'll say, this is a really good beer,
so
I'm
going
to buy this all the
where
time.
You
visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed, and if you can't find it at your local, give them a call on 1300 45 beer. Take the Wingman challenge today, and of course, enjoy responsibly.
And that's number 1300 45 beer.
I reckon that's a good rort. It's like the thing, you know, you bet in the 7-horse field to get your money back, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
All of these things, there's an exploitation angle in everything. So that'd be good. Go to the shop, buy one, say, cost you nothing.
I think
get another one, cost you nothing.
I think you've done a grand job.
Giovanni Peroni won't be very happy with you, will he?
It doesn't go to Whitley.
We thank our new sponsors here on the program.
Lovely to have you on board, the Wingman people.
Righto, next stakes race is the Polytrack Roman Consul, race 5.
Yeah, this is a 3-year-old set weight group 2 over 1,200 metres. And Microphone back at the races today. Well, he was there on Monday at Warwick Farm working between races. Nash got the field for him and he rides him today. 2.40 into 2.20 this morning. Clear favourite now over Cosmic Force, who was favourite all week. He's 2.50, as I said. Accession with the blinkers on at $10. Standout at $6.50. True Detective with the blinkers on at $14. Human Nature is a $31 chance. And Dirty Work at $41. Well, they're all over Microphone here. In fact, more money nearly invested on Microphone today than there is on total of Cosmic Force since Wednesday. Are now running 3-1 in favour of Microphone. 2.40 to 2.20 today.
7 to line up over the 1,200, Simon.
Yeah, you'd imagine Human Nature from his inside draw. He ridden back last start, but had shown speed earlier. They'll want to utilise that draw, I'd imagine. Dirty Work possibly is your leader. You'd imagine Cosmic Force comes across similar to last start, gets a lovely run, and Microphone looks to tag it, Ron.
Happy to hear Tim say he's going to, you know, not going to be too complicated here. He's going to roll forward and see what happens. So, Yeah, the writing's on the wall that Microphone's in order with the Marcus, isn't it? But I'm going the other way. I'm going with Cosmic Force. I just think, I'm convinced it was just the lack of a run that beat him the other day. He looked pretty. That'll tighten him up. He's home here. He set up his form leading into the slipper, so we know he's above average. Microphone, well, he's the champion two-year-old from last season, let's face it. I hated his trial.
So did I.
I hated it. But anyway, he's galloped well this week between races, and he's too high profile. He's too high profile for Godolphin to come here and if they're not happy with him. So, and yeah, there's no doubt he's going to be hard to beat. Accession, blinkers on, did enough first up, extra 100 metres suits. He's a blowout if they get at each other a bit early here. And best of the rest is True Detective, who just didn't run 1500. He's a sprinter, and he'll run much better at odds today. 2-1-3-5.
Yeah, with you again, Ronnie, with Cosmic Force. Look, first up, he had the run of the race and just worried about it late, but meets the winner 2.5 kilos better off of the weights and wasn't far off his peak there. So on our stuff, he's come back as good as ever. And you'd imagine, given how much he improved with racing last time in, I think he can take a good step forward today. He settles in front of Microphone, which I think is a big tick, given Microphone concedes that fitness edge. And I think he's going to be hard to run down. So if you're with him first up like me, I suggest we stick today. Certainly a big watch on Microphone. Happy to hear you say that, Ron, because I thought I was on my own with that trial. I didn't like it at all. So, but he is heading towards the Coolmore. I'd imagine this is his last run before that race, so you know he's going to be pretty close, and the money this morning suggests they're happy with him. Nash is a key booking. He's certainly expecting to run well. Anywhere near his best, he's going to be very hard to beat. Number four standout, I know he meets Cosmic Force worse off at the weights, but he's bred to be very good, and it was a big step forward last start. They ran good time. It stacked up well on the day. I think he can run well again. He's just improving and continues to raise the bar. And number three, Accession, blinkers on first time. You'd imagine he shows good improvement here. I think he's a level below a few, but I think he can run well second up. But, yeah, sticking with Cosmic Force, my numbers 2, 1, 4, and 3.
For Darren Flindell, 2 Cosmic Force to beat 4, 1, and 5. 2, 4, 1, and 5. It's going to be interesting. There's smallish fields, but just what happens with the markets over the next few hours, whether what do punters want to do here? A brand new sponsor to the ATC is Bentley. They've got their magnificent cars out the front that people will be able to have a look at today.
I'll do their ads.
You'll do theirs, as long as you can get one to drive. This is the Bentley Ankh Stakes.
Well, you can actually drive me round in a Bentley as I go round and drink all the wingmen. That's a perfect relationship, Ronnie. I'm quite happy with that.
Yep. Come on.
Because we get the wingman, remember. Go there and try a wingman.
Come on.
Righto, with the Bentley Ankh Stakes here for the mares over 1,600 metres. We've got Noir as a $3.50 favourite. Natoya at $3.60. Delectation Girl is an $18 chance. Dyslexic came out yesterday. 15 cents a win and 13 cents a place. Organza at 9. All Too Soon at 23. Note So Taken at $9.50. Amangiri is a $4 chance. Grand Bouquet at 34. Eugene's Pick at 31. Miss Moana out yesterday. 1 cent the deduction there. Nothing the place. And Zoraya is at $26. Now, dramatic changes to the markets here from this morning. From the top, Noir's gone 370 to 350. Natoya's gone 420 to 360. Delectation Girl's out 16 to 18. Organza 8 to 9. All Too Soon 21 to 23. So Taken 8 to 950. Amangiri 390 to 4. Grand Bouquet 26 to 34. Eugene's Pick 26 to 31. And Zoraya 23 to 26.
Are they just finding the market?
The two picks now 360 Natoya. So most popular runner here is actually Amangiri, who got all the way into 390, just back to 4. Natoya's more popular today, and it's now 360, challenging Noir for favouritism. A completely different race now, Ronnie. We're on a good 4 rather than whatever a soft, say, 6 or 7.
Yeah, or an 8 or 9, really, people were thinking about. Pace in the angst?
Yeah, it doesn't look to be a lot. Interesting to touch on the market, Munns. I'd imagine if we did get that rain, Cosmic Force would have been clear favourite. Now it's a good track. I think that's why the money's come from Microphone. But Amangiri looks to get complete control here. I don't see a lot of speed away from her. Eugene's Pick has had no luck this preparation. Maybe they use that draw from the inside with the lack of speed. Zoraya can also press forward. But, yeah, doesn't see a lot. Amangiri looks to get control, Ron.
Yeah, look, the bookies are looking for a split here because all three favourites are likeable and will have plenty of support here. I'm in the Noir's corner. She's a good mare. She's been very good in two runs back. She can rattle off a sectional, adapt to a situation. She's had a 1,500-metre tick over now, which sets her up okay for the mile, and I think this is just a beautiful race against her own sex here. I think the danger's Emangiri. This is a whole different setup than trying to chase down You Make Me Smile last time first up. So she'll eat up taking control today. No knock at all on Matoya. She's very well placed as well, and we all know she was unlucky in the Cameron, good in the Epsom. Her last win was on a back-up here at Randwick and against the mares. So I think this is her last win was against her own sex. She sets up well. And so taken. What you see is what you get. She's on trial this at this distance, but she's so genuine. 1.82 and then 7.
Yeah, I think it's hard to get away from the leading market chances. I was hoping the rain would come with Noir. I've got her on top. I think she's flying this time in. Her run in the Shannon was very good. She's only placed one in her last 11 starts, but she's been tested against the better company, and I think she finds a very suitable race here. Third up, Nash booked. I think she will be soft in the betting, given she is likely to get back in a slowly run race. So I'll be waiting to back her late in this, but I think she can come with a big run and run over the top of them. I thought Amangiri was disappointing first up, to be honest. I backed her there and thought she was entitled to do more, given how well she was set up at the weights, but only went into it with one soft trial. She might have needed it, as Run touched on, not an easy way the race set up from that inside draw for her, but she's going to have to take a big step forward to beat Noir, but there is a lot of confidence and she gets the speed map to suit, so expect her to show good improvement. Natoya flying, needs luck in her races, but no question she brings the best form into this. If she backs up, I think she'll be in the finish. And Eugene's pick has had absolutely no luck. I know it's a big step up in grade for her, but I think she's going very well this time in, and she gets a nice cosy run from the inside draw. I think she could surprise. But with the class, with Noir, my numbers 1, 8, 2 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes Amangiri here for Hawks and Brenton Abdullah, number 8, to be 2, 9 and 7. 8, 2, 9 and 7 for Darren Flindell in the Ankh Stakes. And, of course, that's the first leg of today's quaddie, and a quaddie jackpot through TAB projected at $750,000. We'll take a break and then we'll look at the big Group 1, the Spring Champion.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au. Love golf? Then hurry into Drummond Golf's huge $2 million clearance. There's loads of great gear reduced, but not for long. So hurry in today. Drummond Golf, Australia's biggest.
Hi there, Sydney traffic update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's the TAB Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The TAB Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, 1-800-858-858.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Susie from Extend Bar in Parramatta. Nova Employment has matched our vacancy with an employee who has excellent work ethic and great attention to detail. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wideline Windows and Doors state-of-the-art livable showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wideline Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yeah, Yes, great to have HQ Insurance with us, and well, I'll try and get this one right. Big Money, Black Type, Brilliant Hospitality, Perth Racing's Equine All-Stars Incentive Scheme subsidises the cost of sending your horse to this year's last three Group 1 races for the year in Perth. Find out more at perthracing.com.au and nominate today for Serious Horseplay. And by the way, it closes Monday. So if there's any participants, trainers that are thinking about Perth, get to perthracing.com.au and nominate by Monday for Ron, a terrific 3 weeks over there.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it'll be a terrific 3 weeks. I'm going for two of them, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it will be. So don't miss out there. Righto, let's move on to the big Group 1. This is over the 2,000 at 10 to 5.
Yes, and this is the Mowat and Shondon Spring Champion Stakes here, where Castelvecchio is affirming $3.80 chance. Already $4 into that $3.80 this morning. Was $4.80, I think, on Thursday night when we did Formline. We've got Shadow Hero with the Castelvecchio firming. It's drifting. It's out to $1.90 and favourite. Just Thinking with blinkers on at $7.50. Quick Thinker is a $6.50 chance. Rhaegar at $41. Dummy Run at $101. Skyconic with the lugging bit on is at $71. Sir Mays at $81. Persan at $31. Battenberg at $51. And Rent a Rock with the blinkers off at $126. Still slightly more money for Shadow Hero since Wednesday than Castelvecchio. It's down to a couple of thousand, and about 900 of that is more on Shadow Hero than Castelvecchio this morning. Third pick is Battenberg. How are these for a series of bets? 1,500 by 500 at $101 and $12. 1,000 at 81 and 1,000 by 500 at $61 and $9. Someone likes Battenberg, but it's well behind the two picks.
Righto. Well, Tim Clark, it was interesting, his comments this morning around his ride in the race in Just Thinking.
Yeah, and looks to control. You'd imagine from that draw, always like when leaders draw out, gives them plenty of time to come across. Rhaegar should be prominent as well. And then from the inside, Quick Thinker and Battenberg, you two at the head of the market, Shadow Hero and Castelvecchio. And imagine they get into a spot midfield, Ron.
Yep, I think that's all set in concrete there. Rhaegar won't be as aggressive today. I'm happy. I was getting nervous. I thought he was too short at $1.70 with the rain around and things like that. And now that the rain hasn't come, and $1.90 is probably not a bad price. Not a bad price. He's a dominant staying top. I know he got favours the other day, but he owned the race. He put pay to them. I don't think he was wound up, and I can only see improvement again today. He is the danger, Castelvecchio. He's the class horse. He's had 2,000 metres stamped on him all the way through. Some people are saying, oh, 1,400 to 2,000, but he did resume at 1,500, and he's a couple of runs back. It has him ready for this, and the writing's on the wall. History, right? His half-sister Maid of Heaven won this race last year, and his sire won this race in Dundeal. So it'll be a story if he wins. Just Thinking, don't rule him out, with control up front, and Quick Thinker best of the rest. 2-1-3-4.
You have to be betting here, and it's on Castelvecchio for mine. I don't think there's a great deal between him and Shadow Hero. We saw not much split them first up, and Castelvecchio gave him 2 kilos on that occasion. They ran him in the Golden Rose. I don't think Shadow Hero would have done anything more than what Castelvecchio did there. He started 9-1, and he was on the heels of Kubrick, who many are tipping will win the Caulfield Guineas. You take a line through Shadow Hero, who he beat in the gloaming Subadar. He's double the price in the Caulfield Guineas. So I think Castelvecchio has just been crying out for the trip. When he won the Champagne, there was many happy to say there was no betting on the Spring Champion. He'd just be winning. He was a dominant favourite all the way through, and it's an unconventional prep, but he exploded when he got to a mile. He gets to 2,000, and we're getting a good price. So I'm more than happy to find out with him. The danger, clearly, Shadow Hero. I think you can get a free bet on Castelvecchio, really, if you want to play that way. Shadow Hero getting out, you could get black odds about him. It's a free hit, the way I'm looking at it. Three, Just Thinking. Thought he was solid enough. Hard to see anything really turning the tables behind Shadow Hero. I think it is a race in two. And of the rest, number four, Quick Thinker. But I think the two top dogs have fired it out, and I'm happy to lean the way of Castelvecchio. My numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, giving us a different thought is Darren Flindell. He makes Just Thinking best bet of the day here, number three, to beat 2, 1, and 4. 3, 2, 1, and 4 in a Group 1. And tells us that this market may move around a little bit with each of you guys going for a different horse on top, so it'll be interesting.
Let me just have a quick look.
And just while you're looking, Glenn, the stewards are saying there's a bit of a problem with that last 100 metres at Hawkesbury tomorrow. They're going to have inspect that track
In the morning?
In the morning.
Yep.
Sayed to be ridden more forward today, or early change of tactics.
Okay. Righto.
$1.90 is the best around Shadow Hero at the moment.
Okay. Let's move to the $500,000 Silver Eagle.
And of course, finish 1, 2, 3 here, and you've got, what would you say, exempt or...
Straight in, straight automatic.
Automatic entry for the Golden Eagle on November 2 at Rosehill Gardens. So we start with Zusane here, with the blinkers on and the nose roll comes off. It's a $26 chance. Caesar at $13. The Inevitable, $3.10 and favourite. Military Zone at $9.50. Behemoth at $16. Jonker at $41. Capperjack at $13. Legend of Condor at $101. Buffalo River at $9.50. Mizzy at $6.50. Fasika at $4.60. And Madame Rouge is a $51 chance. Not a great deal separating the Inevitable here and Fasika. Since the get-go, well, in all-in markets, the Inevitable went up 460 for Seeker at 6. Final field, the Inevitable 310 for Seeker 460. The Inevitable got into as short as 260. He's back to 310, but significantly 270 to 310 this morning. Most popular runner today is Capperjack, who's been 14 into 13, and for Seeker still popular today, but remains steady at the $4.60. They're the top three picks in the Silver Eagle.
Does Mizzy get a comfortable across here?
I don't think so, Andrew. I think there's good speed in this one. A few races, there does look to be good tempo. Jonker, look, just had it all go wrong first up, but he's got good speed, and from the inside draw, they won't want to give it away. For Seeker, looking for a much kinder run in transit here, they'll want to utilise that draw as well. And Buffalo River drawn inside Mizzy. So I think she's got work to do, to be honest, to get across. And then you've got Zusane as well in that mix. So looks good speed here. You imagine, you know, it's going to play out, the best horse wins.
It's a terrific race. This is shaping up, this Golden Eagle, I tell you. I'm a Fasika fan. She handles wet, dry. She's just faultless, I think. She's foolproof, even though she's only had the four starts. The trial was great during the week. Maps well here, hard to beat. The great unknown, you know, I'd probably have to back her each way because this horse could be something special. The Inevitable, that's amazing what he did to Deprive the other day. We know we've got an opinion of Deprive, and he just made him look like a class one horse. So interested in him, but a big ask. The first time this way round, and good competition, and a little bit of a hiccup getting over here, so he'll want to be tough. Mizzy has done nothing wrong, and another one, she just makes her own luck. She's an ideal racehorse. You know, so I think I thought he was the best 40-1 chance all day here, Zusane, but that's gone now. It's 26. I'm very nervous about him. He blinkers on. He's had his issues for a few preps. He's had the run to, in the Arcadia Queen race, and he'll run well. 11, 3, 10, and 1.
Yeah, with the Inevitable here, he's won 7 of 9, and I was just really taken by what he was able to do, not only the win, but he made the death jump to me, 1,000 or 1,200, 28 days between runs, and he absolutely spanked them. And if you saw or heard the Scott Brunt interview prior to that race, he wasn't overly confident in the sense he thought he'd lightened off a bit. So to do that, he's obviously a very smart horse. He's given him time to get over it, 35 days. They get Nash. It's a good draw. He's a good horse. He's ran good time, and as Ron touched on, he spanked the Pride last start. I don't think you get much better form going into this. So more than happy to be on, and the nice little twist out this morning as well. Fasika, game as ever, first up. My one concern is just whether that is the right form for this race. I've got a bit of a... Mizzy keeps winning, but not in very good figures as well. So there's a slight knock for me. But look, she's gone back to the trial. She's only lightly raced. I think she's one who can springboard out of that race. So she's certainly a big danger here. I think Behemoth is one who's over the odds in the early markets. The only concern for him, he is going to get back from that draw, but he's got good ability, certainly good enough to be fighting out the finish in this race. And as touched on, Mizzy, she's a winning machine this time in, just hasn't put up the figures where I think she bumps into a few pretty sharp customers today. And that's leaving out the likes of Buffalo River. Capperjack's a good horse. Military's own will improve. And agree, Ron, you just know Zusane's going to bob up somewhere. The fact they keep assisting with him, I think, is the biggest push. But, yeah, the Inevitable, he's a good horse. My numbers 3, 11, 5 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes 11 for Seeker to beat 3, 10 and 9. 11, 3, 10 and 9. The last at 5 past 6.
Yeah, it's the drink wise here. That's what you should do when you're testing out your wingman 3.5%. This is a benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres before Duff picks you up in his new Bentley. Black Magnum here is a $4.80 chance, and that price makes it favourite. Poised to Strike with the winkers on and the blinkers off at $8. Agent Pipper at $12. Ron Star, Swayback Jack, with the tongue tie off. He's back at the races, $15. Grimoire out, well done to Connection, sneaking it to Port Macquarie yesterday to get in the coin. Traumatised at $6. Miss Invincible at $5. Invictus Salute at $6.50. Bombarding at $23. November Man at $14. Pakiri out, no deduction. Tassara, $71. Malaya Magic ran yesterday at Port, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. It's out. Ballistica at $8.50. And Cardiff out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Well, with all the scratchings, none of them had much support whatsoever. Black Magnum, the most popular runner, in front of Traumatised, who today is $8 into $6 already, and third pick is Poised to Strike.
We know it's a fast race. Agent Pipper, Miss Invincible, Bombarding, they all go forward. Look, this market's taken a little bit of a different complexion. Black Magnum come up $7.50, where Invictus Salute come up $6 earlier in the week. I think they've got it right, adjusting Black Magnum. Would have preferred more rain, and a few more come into it now that it's drier. But one to beat six Traumatised, boy, if he reproduces that first up win. He hasn't in the past, but he might be more mature now. Two Poised to Strike is set up beautifully here. His two trials are great. And three Agent Pippa was hoping for a little bit more rain for her. 1, 6, 2 and 3.
Yeah, really tricky Ray way to end the day. I'm with Miss Invincible. I thought she did a really good job to win there under Nash. She sticks today, kept fresh, 35 days, nice trial, not asked to do much there. I think she's in a good spot. I think she's hard to beat. I think the danger is Traumatised. Really super performance first up. Looks to be back in great order. Just got to repeat. The price is certainly gone, but expect him to run well. I think Ronstar can run a race fresh. His best form last time in certainly measures up here, and he gets a cosy run from that inside draw. And number 10, November Man. If they overdo it in front and you're looking for your back markers, he'll be storming home into the finish. I think it is wide open in the last. My numbers 7, 6, 4 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes for Invictus Salute, number 8, to be 2, 1 and 6. 8, 2, 1 and 6 in the last. Duff, what's your best?
My best is Master of Wine in race 2, number 12.
Righto, race 2, number 12 for Duff. And Simon, how are you going to play the card?
Yeah, race 4, number 1, Bodega, Andrew. I think he's a really, really smart colt. And I'm very keen to back Castelvecchio to beat Shadow Hero in the Spring Champion.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 1. And just in regard to the Golden Eagle, Glenn, this Silver Eagle today is going to be so important, obviously, but what's it look like?
Right, we've got Acadia Queen favourite at the moment for the Golden Eagle at $3, Brutal at $4, Classique Legend $5, Colding at $8, Sunlight $11, 10 Sovereigns $11, Graf at $15, but we've got the Inevitable at $15 with Trope, Buffalo River $17, and of the runners in the race today, Behemoth Sarah at $26, so is for Seeker, and so is Kappa Jack. So we'll get a change to that market as we go. And you've got to realise, 1, 2, 3 today, automatic entry into the Golden Eagle. So they will tighten up for the simple reason being they're in the field.
Exactly. Glenn, we thank you for that. Simon, have a winning day.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports.
Yep, and right down Dino and Mark's tip of those $50 money back things.
Yeah,
that little flip,
yeah,
and
they'll be all
trekking.
Right down that tow truck's number, just in case he gets out the car.
Ron's heading out right now to make sure his car hasn't been clamped. That completes our full preview for Spring Champion Stakes Day. Stay with Sky.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Love golf? Then hurry into Drummond Golf's huge $2 million clearance. There's loads of great gear reduced, but not for long. So hurry in today. Drummond Golf, Australia's biggest.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park throwing a ball for a small dog to bring back. Other people know the best place to be is your local tab. We're those people. This Saturday, exclusively in your local tab, if your horse runs second, third, fourth or fifth in all races at Randwick and Caulfield, get a bonus bet back up to $50. All races are two tracks at your local. I know where I'm heading. Tab. Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account. Fixed odds. Win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Things move fast in small business, and when opportunities arise, they need to be grabbed with both hands. Move slowly and the competition goes past you. OnDex can help your business to keep momentum with loans up to $250,000. The application can be completed in minutes. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. So to keep your business on track, apply today at ondex.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Warrawee needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever paced. Warrawee needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, just back here at Randwick, lots of staff arriving, organising things for you when you get out here for Spring Champion Race Day. Reminding you, with the latest start, 10 past 1, the members' gates will open at 11.30 and the general public at 11.45. So 11.30 for members, 11.45 for general public. And the big build-up with Caulfield as well, with the Scalacci to be run at 5:45. We know the winner, or if the winner doesn't want to go there, it'll go to the second horse. But we'll wait and see who wins it at 5:45. 12 horses, 1,200 metres and 14 million to be won or lost in about 70 seconds. Kickstart Everest weekend with a bang on Thursday at the Royal Oak with Double Bay's biggest Calcutta. With a guaranteed starting pool of 5,000, get involved in the world's richest race on turf in our newly renovated sports bar. You've got to be in it to win it, so get down to the Oak and get your tickets for just $1, plus a portion of the final prize pool we will be donated to the Bondi Nippers. Start your Everest weekend with the Royal Oaks Everest Calcutta. It's on Thursday night. Visit royaloakdoublebay.com.au. That's royaloakdoublebay.com.au for details. Righto, Duff's gone out to inquire. Did you see him jump in the car, Glenn? Or
I saw a couple of folks jump on the car. I don't know about anything else.
He was hoping that everything was going to be okay. Duff's gone home because he lives close. And you're not on TV, and, well, he's not on till 11. So he only parked it in a place where the cabs normally go on race day, and he was really nervous about getting a padlock or getting removed.
He was not as nervous as the bloke that came up to him about 7:45 and, you know, with the high-vis jacket on and the walkie-talkie and saying, whose car is this here?
Yeah.
And Duff said, listen, mate, don't worry. 9:05. Cannot park there. And Duff said, mate, 9:05, it'll be gone. No, tow away. Duff, listen. 9:05, it's gone. And then the bloke trotted off, and he was quite happy after being told 30 times that it'd be gone at 9:05.
They're doing their job, but Duff will be all right. Righto, what a meeting it is down in Melbourne, the first day of the Caulfield Cup Carnival. 19 degrees and clear skies. Well, let's get the latest on that. Mark Hutter's joining us. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. Absolutely beautiful day here. Not a cloud in the sky. Looks a magnificent day for racing.
Fantastic. And Dean Lester, there's nothing like a Caulfield Guineas Day.
Yeah, it's a great day, Andrew, for Group 1s and yeah, tremendous support program. Looking forward to it.
For sure. And we've been talking about this morning, Dean, through it, but what about these offers today, the bonus bet offers from TAB for Randwick and Caulfield, Glenn?
Yeah, well, a normal bonus bet offers races 1-6. You run second or third, you get your $50 up to $50 in a bonus bet. But if you're in venue. So you've got to activate your TAB app on your mobile device and put in venue. So if you're at any TAB agency anyway, pub or club that has TAB facilities, but even more importantly, if you're at the races, so if you're listening to this and you're listening and you're in Melbourne and you're going to Caulfield, that will qualify because you're on track.
Yep.
Guys, you run second, third, fourth or fifth in any race at Caulfield or Randwick, you qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50. We're going to race here today. He's got seven runners. It's not a bad go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I'll learn today how many horses I back run sixth today. I know that.
Well, they usually run second or fourth.
Yeah. Anyway, today it's second, third, fourth, fifth on all races if you're in a venue.
And fixed odds.
And fixed
odds via your TAB account. Yeah.
Righto. Well, let's get this day going at Caulfield. Debuting two-year-olds in race one.
Yeah, we've got Rock of Kryptonite here, who's a $4.20 chance, and that price actually makes it favourite in a wide betting race. Tankers at $5.50. The Big Easy is out. Wasn't it out the other day as well, I think?
Yeah,
Urus is at $21. Bella Nipotina at $9.50. Euphoric Summer at $5. Latin Affair at $18. Pounce is a $4.60 chance. And Queen of Rocks at $5. Most popular runner here, roughly 40% of the money is on Pounce. Already today, $4.80 into $4.60. Second pick is the top in, Rock of Kryptonite. And third pick, Little Between, or now it's out, Euphoric Summer is the third pick.
How do you see it, Dean?
I'm going to go with Euphoric Summer. Andrew, very limited confidence. The Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. trained runners have trialled together twice. I think ridden in different styles on both occasions. I've got a slight leaning to Euphoric Summer from Rock of Kryptonite on their home track. Pounce has had the Sydney trials and looks to go okay. And Tanker trialled on Monday, got a long way back and really ran through the line well at Cranbourne. And on the quick back up here, stablemate scratched. Look for it to be hitting the line, but no firm opinion. 6, 1, 8, and 2.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy number one, Rock of Kryptonite. It's a fast net rock for Mick Price. It's shown good speed at the trials. Doesn't look like it's a weak horse, and this doesn't look to be a totally high pressure race. So hopefully it can get up the front and from there win to beat number two, Tanker. Tanker looks strong. It's going to get back and run on strongly. 5, Bella Nipotina has got speed to hold its spot from gate one, and 8, Pounce. Bit hard to line up that small horse trial up there, but look like it's got speed. It's going to be there for a long way. 1, 2, 5, and 8.
Matt Hill likes number one as well here to beat 8, 9, and 2. 1, 8, 9, and 2 for race caller Matt Hill. Race two, the Weekend Hustler over the 1400.
Yeah, Pacadali here, the toppies, a $21 chance. Renewal, $2.70 equal favourite with Rocks the Castle, $2.70 equal favourite. Chief Ironside is out. Manolo Blahnik at $16. Vacillator at $10. Waging War is out. Spun Largo at $23. Mandela Effect at $4.60, and Sunday Prey is a $31 chance. Well, double the amount of money on Renewal than there is on Rocks the Castle here, and they are a very, very long way in front of Vacillator.
Mark, which way do you go?
Hoss, I think Renewal's a good thing. As long as it jumps okay, it can take a spot closer to the front here in a race that will be controlled by Rocks the Castle. I thought it was a fantastic win first up. Its last 1400 metre run around here was terrific. I think he'll just find a spot, he'll control the race, fit it for that first up run, I think it'll win again. To beat 3 Rocks the Castle, it'll just jump to the front, control the race, and never runs badly. 6 Vacillator, needs another win on the board, but getting blinkers on back to 1400 metres has got some hope. And 9 Mandela Effect, unlucky at the Valley, you go back when it last met Renewal. Renewal was a much better run. I think this is a harder race, it's there with some hope. But keen on 2, 2, 3, 6 and 9.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Rocks the Castle because of his reliability. He'll jump, put himself forward, and he'll give a great sight here. Renewal was terrific first up. He appreciated it. It was a high-pressure race, and he used his strength late to win. As Mark mentioned, he can be just that little bit sticky out of the gates, and if he is, he can be in an awkward spot. But he looks to have come back to racing well, and he's the main danger. 6 Vacillator. I don't mind him back in trip with the blinkers on. I think that'll suit. And 9 Mandela Effect. I don't think Barrier 1's any luxury for him because he needs to wind up, but he was unlucky first up. 3, 2, 6 and 9.
Boxed up numbers here as well for Matt Hill. He goes Mandela Effect number 9 to beat 3-2-6, 9-3-2-6. Boys, I was down in Hobart on Thursday night for the Australian Thoroughbred Awards, and Des O'Keefe was there, and he came up with Brenton Primer. Dean, who had that real bad fall, obviously, he was telling me it's about 10 years ago.
It's over 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, and he came up and we had a good chat about how things are going. You know, the process is so slow, and often, Dean, we just move on in life and we forget them. But Lonnie Millam was another one that had a bad fall that gets around now. You know, it's a slow process, but I was thrilled to see Brenton. I hadn't seen him for a long time.
Yeah, he's done really well. He has obviously trained for a little while, and I think he's progressing well. But it's hard after those bad falls, and I mean Lonnie gets around really well, but I mean it's 16 years since his fall, and it's taken a long time for him to come right.
Yeah, exactly. And our thoughts right now with Stephen Brown Jr. He continues to be in hospital. His eyes are opening and things, and it's just going to be very slow. So let's just hope that things can improve there. Race 3 at Caulfield, the Thoroughbred Club Stakes.
Yeah, well, the toppy here, Anna Heed, is a scratching. So we start with Loving Gabby number 2, who's the favourite at $2.15. Lil Contra is a scratching. Lincoln Star at 23. Theory at $4.80. California Zimbol at $3.50. Knowles is out. Don't Tell the Boss at $7.50. Crowned Lizzie, well, she will be today if she finds 40-1 winners like she has in the past, at $34. Sensation is a scratching. Zupino at $41. And Backpedal is a $21 chance. Well, they've signalled this. They say Loving Gabby Us chips in here. Best supported runner on the program. In fact, is now $2.10. It's $2.15 to $2.10 now. Lincoln Loving Gabby. The second pick, California Zimbol, and it's only a breath in front of Don't Tell the Boss, but it's all about the favourite.
Gee, it was impressive first up, Dean.
She was, Andrew, Loving Gabby, as was California Zimbol, who I'm a massive rap for, and while she doesn't have the profile yet of a horse like Loving Gabby, I think she's a really good filly, California Zimbol, and this race has just changed a little bit with the scratchings, and I think she can get outside the lead and have just a bit of a break on Loving Gabby, and as good as Loving Gabby is, I don't know if she'd want to be giving too big a start to this filly. I think she's very good, California Zimbol, and I think she'll show it today. I think she can beat Loving Gabby, but that's it for the early quaddies. 6 from 2. 5, A Theory, will probably loom up at some stage. I think she's flat running 1,200 metres. And next best, number 8, Don't Tell the Boss, who was very good at Moonee Valley. 6, 2, 5, 8.
Yeah, I've just switched the Grinnell around. Number 2, Loving Gabby. She was terrific first up when underdone. Should have won the Blue Diamond. Terrific in the Golden Slipper. Going to be a lot fitter for that first up run. To beat number 6, California Zimbol, the scratchings have certainly helped it with the speed coming out of the race. As Dean said, Loving Gabby will be giving her a start and need a big effort to run her down. I just think she might. Third pick, number 5, A Theory. Back running on. Don't think it can win. Place only. And 8, Don't Tell the Boss, who was good at the Valley, has got a place chance again. 2, 6, 5, and 8.
Matt Hill likes 2, Loving Gabby as well, to beat 5, 6 and 12. 2, 5, 6 and 12 in race 3. Race 4, Lee Curtis has kept Merrill down in Melbourne since her last run. Take us through the prices here, Glenn.
Yeah, we start with Manicure, who's actually the favourite here, the toppy at $3.80. Merrill is a $7 chance. Resin at $21. Embrace Me at $9. Demerara is out. Gift of Power at $8. Prophet's Thumb at $9. Moss Trip. Good luck to the weatherman there. It's a $16 chance. Improvement at $21. Sweet Scandal at $12. Platinum Angel at $9. Kingsbrook $19. Tefane at $19. Diamond Effort at $61. And Zubo is a $61 chance as well. Most popular runner here is Manicure. All the way from Monday, I should say Wednesday, 5, 420, 4, 390, now 380. So 390 to 380 today. Second pick is Merrill, and third pick, a long way away from those two, is Embrace Me, and it's got a twist out, 850 out to 9 this morning.
Righto, Mark, the best race?
Yeah, I'm keen on Manicure. Andrew, I think terrific win last time, sitting 3 deep there, just powered away and won easily. I'm hoping here it can get forward, maybe outside Merrill, control the race, and from there, dominate, give a big kick, and be awfully hard to run down. to beat number four, Embrace Me. Ran ninth last time, but had absolutely no luck. Will go much better here for Oliver. Just will need luck getting through the traffic. Didn't know where to go after that. Number seven, Prophet's Thumb, was a good win. It's going to need luck in the run, but run on. And maybe number 10, Sweet Scandal, in there with a chance fitter. One to win from four, 1, 4, 7, and 10.
I'm going to tip number two, Merrill, each way here. I thought she ran well last start in the Group 1. She wasn't that far off Sunlight and actually ran well beyond Sunlight this day last year in the Thoroughbred Club Stakes. So Champagne Stakes winner at 1,200 metres. I think she'll give a good sight. Manicure certainly hard to beat. She's probably going to have the similar sort of run to last start, but she was very good in winning. Four Embrace Me was about to zoom home and get right in the money when she got stopped in her tracks last start. Goes much better ridden back. And I think Moss Tripp, who didn't have the best of preparations last time in, has trialled up nicely for this 2, 1, 4, and 8.
For the fancy for Matt Hill, Embrace Me to beat 7, 1, and 6. 4, 7, 1, and 6 in race number 4. Race 5, the Herbert Power. By the way, Dean, can you answer me a question? Because I forgot about it. Now I'd like to know. Wednesday's race at Caulfield, there was a lot of social media the other night about the Caulfield Cup barrier draw isn't being done till Wednesday night.
That's right.
So is the Coogee on Wednesday?
Yes.
Can that get a horse into the Caulfield Cup?
We'll make it exempt from the ballot, Andrew, if they want to take up the option. Yep.
Is that like Back to the Future? Like
yes, it is.
10, 15 years ago?
20 odd.
Yeah.
So this has just come back this year?
Yes, it has.
Okay, that's why I was quizzing.
Yeah, that used to be because they had the 1,000 guineas on Wednesday as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
And they put the Blue Sapphire, which is a new race. Okay, so that's the reason why the Caulfield Cup barrier draw not being done till Wednesday night, and, of course, the Everest barrier draw is 8 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so if you're looking for your best bets, you've got to look Friday morning.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Unless you print them out online like blind people like me do on foolscap pieces of paper, because you can only see them on that size.
Yeah, no, there was a bit of social media going around the other night on that. Let's move to the Herbert Power, please, Glenn.
Rightio, the Herbert Power. We get to see the internationals stepping out here. Prince of Arran, we've seen quite a lot of him. He's an $8.50 chance. Raheen House is at $9.50. Steel Prince is the $3.30 favourite. Glory Days at $8. Hakey is a $12 chance. True Self is out. Ventura Storm at $18. Sweet Thomas at $126. Kefila at $15. Self Sense at $71. Sully $11. Super Titus at $21. The Chosen One at $9.50. Wall of Fire is a 100-to-1 chance, and the Hangman is at $9. Very strong betting race, but Steel Prince easily the best supported runner here, as much as $5 given about it. Was still $3.80 yesterday. Now $3.30. He's been $3.30 since yesterday mid morning. Clearly top pick here. Second pick, not a great deal between Hakey and Hangman, and then not a great deal between Kefila and Prince of Arran. So past the favourite, they're quite happy to get wide quickly.
We know the True Self have taken the gamble of getting into the Caulfield Cup, Dean, but we're going to see a few of these internationals here.
Yeah, we will see a couple, Andrew, but I think they'll want to be going well to beat Steel Prince. He's come up very well. His two runs in have been excellent. His last hit out before the Melbourne Cup, and I think it'll be a winning run. I think he's one of the better bets of the day. Prince of Arran ran well in this race last year before winning the Lexus and running third in the Melbourne Cup. He's looks to be going pretty well again this season. Glory Days, I thought, was unlucky at Moonee Valley. I think both of her runs in Melbourne have been excellent. Gets a cheap run from the draw, and I'll put in the Chosen One. Up in Trip, blinkers on, back to a handicap, should see him improve. 3, 1, 4, and 13.
Yeah, I'm keen on Steel Prince as well. You take that surprise baby form line from last campaign. Shows you how good it was going to fight that horse off. It's come back from a spell in terrific order with two great runs. Just doesn't want to miss the start like it did last time. If it jump, take a spot, fourth or fifth, just get a beautiful run. For me, it looks the winner. To beat number four, Glory Days, going super, had no luck at the valley. It's ready to win, pick its way through from midfield inside. Five, Hakey, as long as it jumps okay, I think it can find the top and get a pretty good run in front and be hard to run down. And one, Prince of Arran, whose last run showed a return to form, and he's obviously good enough from his form last campaign. 3, 4, 5, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Steel Prince, to beat 4, 1, and 15 there. Hangman in for 4. 3, 1, 3, 4, 1, and 15 for Matt in race 5. The big group ones, we come now. This is the
Andrew, sorry. Yeah, demarcation dispute. Mm. I didn't jump all over your race, HQ insurance ad, but no. Just Schweppes, the proud sponsor of the Thousand Guineas here, which is race 6 on the card today at Caulfield, starting with Liar as a $5 chance. Tenley at $16. Flit is $2.10 and favourite. Acting at $8.50. I Am Eloquent at $26. St Edward's Crown at $41. Missile Mantra at $8.50. South Bank at $18. Barbie's Fox at $26. Emeralds is an $11 chance. An Affair to Remember is a scratching. All About Flit here. She got to as much as $2.30 already today. $2.20 into $2.10, six times the amount of money on her than there is on Acting. And funnily enough, Acting is clear second pick over Liar and then Missile Mantra.
And I'll get you to mention at the end what price Flit is in the Cox plate, because off the interview with James last week, I think the boys at Tab really tightened a write-up.
Well, it was 26. 26, and just as we speak now, as I scroll down in alphabetical order, I get past Finch, I get to Flit 15.
So $15 now. Mark, who wins the 1,000 guineas?
I think Flit does, Andrew. It's come back from a spell in great order. Terrific second there first up, and ran ninth last time. Who knows? It probably should have nearly won the race. Not much speed on paper. Gate 2 should be able to hold a spot closer and keep some horses behind it. And looks like the mile will be no worries. It should be winning. To beat number 4, Acting. Two stablemates of the leaders. You wouldn't think they'd take each other on. You think Acting might get a very soft lead and give a big kick and be hard to run down. I put number 10, Emeralds, in. It's got an awkward gate, but it's going to be strong at the mile. And 8, South Bank, going forward, getting a really cheap run, might be able to hang on for a place. 3, the one to beat. 3, 4, 10, 8.
Yeah, I think Flip probably looks the likely winner. She was unlucky last start, obviously, and I just think hope she holds her spot to some degree. I think Liar will run well. She had the setback. She had to run over 1,100 back up quickly from a wide draw last start, and I just think from a better draw with the 2 weeks between runs, she might be the main danger. And the other Godolphin runner, Tenley, who just knuckled so badly at the start last time, she was lucky to stay on her feet. I think she's next best, and I've put in Missile Mantra next best with the blinkers, but going for the Godolphin trifecta, 3, 1, 2, 7.
Matt Hill likes Flit, best bet of the day, number 3 to beat 4, 5, and 8. 3, 4, 5, and 8. It's an interesting one with Emeralds, Dean, because they could have left her up here, but they made the decision to, and I know that Jonathan Munn's owns, so that may have helped to get her there, but they're not afraid of stepping it straight into a big group one.
No, she'll be an interesting runner. I think she'll be hitting the line really well with an eye to the longer races.
Yeah,
She had the ideal opportunity last week to be a group one placing, one winner in the flight stakes that fell away. Quite surprising, especially a few blokes that were on it. I thought they were being smart and banking a place only in the all-in market because of something that, she never even accepted. They got outsmarted themselves.
Righto, to the next of the four group ones at Caulfield, the Caulfield Stakes, and disappointing, boys, that we're not going to see Danstira here for Australian Bloodstock. Had a bit of a cough, nothing too serious, but they didn't want to take a chance.
Rightio, so let's start here with, the 9-year-olds. Let's go. Blackheart Bard is a $15 chance. Galo Shop at 9. Humidor is at $18. Suzuka Devious at $41. Avilius, the $2.20 favourite. Harlem at 23. Holmesman at $3.90. Gatting at 16. Dream Castle 11. Dancetira is a scratching. And Cape of Good Hope is a $23 chance. They're quite happy to be on Avilius here over the last couple of days. He was 260, 230 into 220 with the scratching of Dancetira this morning. Remains at that $2.30. Clearly top pick here. Little separating Holmesman and Harlem, actually, as the second pick, and then Galo Shop.
The internationals, Dean, are they any horses here that show pace?
I wouldn't think so, Andrew. I think pace is pretty well with Galo Shop and maybe even Blackheart Bart coming across, and Holmesman will be a lot closer from that inside draw. But I think Avilius is the one to beat. He's 2 from 2 at Caulfield. His form's building this time in. He was dominant last start and think he can win again. Holmesman was set a big task last start, ran very well. He looks, the one out of the Underwood Stakes that can run well here. And the other international, Dream Castle, who that win in Dubai earlier in the year was outstanding at 1,800 metres. Lost his way a little bit at the end of the season, but respect him. Stable won the race last year, and Galo Shop, who will probably lead with added fitness, he might be able to place. But I'm pretty keen on Avilius to win. 5.792.
Yeah, just changed the Quinella round. Number 7, Holmesman. Terrific win first up. Should have won last time. She's going to go forward and get a beautiful run and have a good head start at some stage on Avilius. To beat number 5, Avilius. Terrific win last time. Should sit back, pick its way into the race. I think they'll come away. I put number 8, Gadding, in for third. I thought it was a good win 2 starts ago, and then just missed the kick last time by about a length and a half and just had to do too much work to get up the front. As long as it begins, slide forward, might hang on for a place. And I can see why that support is for number 6, Harlem. I think it's ready to win. Probably better suited at Flemington. Just likes to grind away, so needs the race to be run a certain way, but not without some little fluky chance. So I'll go 7, 5, 8 and 6.
Matt Hill likes number 5, Avilius, to be 2, 7 and 9. 5, 2, 7 and 9. A lot of interest, obviously, from a Cox Plate point of view here with a few of those in the Caulfield Stakes. If there's an ultimate Group 1 on the first day of the carnival, it's probably this one, but they're all pretty good, aren't they? This is the Caulfield Guineas, Race 8.
Here we start with Your Deal here, who's a $34 chance. Dala San, $3.50 and favourite. Alligator Blood at $5.50. Kubrick at $7. Super Seth, good luck, Mark, at $9. The Holy One is a scratching. Subadar at $16. Skador at $34. Creator is out. Rocka Bascarana is at $13. Stand to Attention at $81. Conqueror $31. Vegas Knight $34. Eric the Eel, good luck to the boys up there in Brizzy, at $41. Soul Patch at $17. Express Pass at $21. Exeter is at $151. Groundswell gets the run now at $11. And Serengeti is a scratching. Looking since Wednesday, when this went to, albeit the field was declared on Tuesday, since Wednesday though, very, very little separating Dala San here and Super Seth. Dala San, he got out to 360 this morning, so he's been 360 to 350 so far today. They're the top two picks. Then it's Alligator Blood, Kubrick, and a fair gap to the rest of them, which is actually Subadar next pick.
And Dean, Leon McDonald, I think, has been on both our radio and Melbourne radio saying we're just going to go forward with Dala San.
Yeah, well, they've got to be very definite with what they do from that draw, Andrew, and I suppose if they consider he's the best horse, that he can, you know, punch across and try and make his own luck with the blinkers on. I don't really have a firm opinion on this race. I've tipped Dala San, but I think any of 7 or 8 could win it, and I'm leaning Dala San's way. I think Super Seth's got a great chance because got interfered with by the riderless horse last start and then still found his way home to run 5th. And from a better draw, he can, doesn't have to be as negatively ridden. He can run well. Alligator Blood, it's hard to line up how good he is. He keeps winning. So I respect him, and I'll put in Kubrick next best. I think off a quieter ride, he could run well 3rd up. 2, 5, 3, 4.
I'm going to tip number 7, Subadar, here each way. I think coming back in trip, it's going to be very strong at the mile. And just the way, from the barrier draw, the way the race should shape up, I think he'll be tracking the right ones into the race, come to the outside, and I think he's got a great little each-way chance to beat number 2, Dala San. Blinkers go on. Be no shock to see this one win easily and go straight onto the Cox Plate. 5, Super Seth. He's drawn much better. He's drawn a great barrier here. I think he'll present as the winner at the 300 metres, and I certainly hope he's good enough. Then number 4, Kubrick. Drawn wide, comes through the good form race, just needs a track into the race from that barrier. 7, 2, 5 and 4.
For Matt Hill, he likes number 16, Express Pass, to be 2, 3 and 4. 16 on top, 2, 3 and 4. And Channel 9 in Melbourne went out and did a story with Nick Ryan, the former jock, now trainer of this one. Dean, it was a beautiful story, I think, down on, I want to say Balnarring
Beach. Yeah,
it was a beautiful picture. He's come a long way, Nick, hasn't he? You know, from a top apprentice, top jock. He worked with Brett Kavanagh, I reckon, for a short time at Albury, and now he's got a runner in the Caulfield Guineas.
Yeah, and the Toorak, Andrew. He's got two good chances. So, he's got a nice little team at the moment.
He has.
Now, interesting to note there, Mark said Darlasan potentially go on the Cox plate. So the two favourites in the 1,000 guineas and the boys in the guineas, Flick favourite in the 1,000 guineas is a $15 chance in the Cox plate. Mm. Darlasan, the favourite in the Caulfield guineas, is a $17 chance in the Cox plate. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after they, if they both win, what they do become in the Cox plate. Could we potentially have a few three-year-olds to go around?
Yeah, we could well do. And, of course, Bowman goes on Darlasan. Sand today, rode it in a track gallop on Tuesday. The last of the group ones is the Toorak Handicap, race 9.
Yeah, we start here with Madison County, who is a $14 chance. So Cibon at $23, I should say. Cliff's Edge at $26. Widgie Turf at $12. Night's Watch at $7. Secunderabad at $15. Streets of Avalon at $41. Winspiel at $26. Poor old Tom Melbourne scratched. Then we go to Amphitrite at $15, but he's gracious, Tom. Here, someone else can get a chance to run second. Age of Chivalry at $7.50. Fierce Impact at $14. Mahamadeus at $13. Actually part-owned by the boss here of the ATC, Jamie Barkley. Princess Jenny at $7.50. Order Again at $81. Iconoclasm is a scratching. Dyslexic scratches from Randwick to run here at $34. Miss Siska at $34. Chief Ironside at $16. And Waging War is a $10 chance. Most popular runner here is actually Princess Jenny, a breath in front of Night's Watch, and they are clearly ahead of the rest of the field. The next pick is actually Mahamadeus and Widgie Turf.
Mark, who wins the Toorak?
Oh, so with number 5, Night's Watch. Now, I don't want it to miss the start like it can. Hopefully it can jump. Have a few behind it settling. I think it's going terrific. It looked to work great on the course proper there on Tuesday. And I think it's got a terrific each-way chance to beat number 6, Secunderabad. It's going great, this horse. It was fantastic at the Valley, then ridden completely upside down last time. You've got Zara going on. You've got the blinkers on. Back to the mile. It's going to be very strong. I put number 12, Fierce Impact, in. Ran okay in the race last year and was good first up. And one, Madison County, never really got tested there first up. I don't know how it wins from the gate, but I think it's a good horse and it's going to be running on strongly. I'll go 5, 6, 12 and 1.
Yeah, I'm the same Quinella, but I'm going with Secunderabad. I can't understand how he's twice the price of Night's Watch. I've met a couple of times, and Secunderabad's beaten him home both times. As Mark said, he was ridden completely contrary to his usual pattern last start leading, and I think from a good draw, blinkers on, I like him at the mile. That second to Avilius, over 1,600, finishing ahead of Night's Watch in the Carline Cup's the reference I'm using, and I think he's got a great chance, number 6, to beat 5, Night's Watch. He can do a bit wrong, but he's very well placed here under handicap conditions. 11, Age of Chivalry. I think 1,600's a challenge for him, but he's racing so genuinely, and Fierce Impact, who I thought ran well first up. 6, 5, 11 and 12.
For Matt Hill, he goes number 14, Princess Jenny, to beat 11, 5 and 4. 14, 11, 5 and 4. Well, this time next week, it's Tab Everest Day, and we'll be all excited about the lineup. But the winner of this race, or a horse from the Scalacci, will have the chance to run in this race next week.
Well, the last is usually referred to, Andrew, as the get-out stakes. Yeah. This race is referred to the get-in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you win and get in, or second or third or whatever, and get in to next week's Tab Everest. So the Scalacci here, where Ball of Muscle is a $9 chance. Trekking at $2.60 in favourite. The Bostonian at $5.50. Dispatch at $10. Rebel King at $41. Viridine at $10. Ashlaw at $26. Bonds Away at $5. And Booker is an $11 chance. Well, Trekking, the most popular runner here. Those people that are on it at $6 all in have only got the overs god to blame if it gets beat. Double the investment on it than the Bostonian, who's actually 6 into 550 this morning, and third picks the bottom one in Booker.
Who do you think gets the slot here, Dean?
I think Trekking will win the race, Andrew. If he takes up the option for next week, well and good, but I think for today he'll be winning. I thought he's run first up was good. Caulfield, he's raced well in the past, and I think he's very well placed to win. I think the Moyer Stakes is the obvious form reference. Bonds Away was a good run last start. thought the performance was good enough and gets Mark Zara here, which is a plus. Ball of Muscle, I think that's his fourth failure at Moonee Valley, so forgive that. He gets back to Caulfield where he's raced well, and the Bostonian just might need the 1,200, but he'll be hitting the line late. 2813.
Yeah, very similar. Number two, Trekking for me, ran on well first up. Certainly some chance that we'll need further than 1,100 now, so it just needs to be in touch, get clear and wind up. I think it's the horse that can improve the most and win. To beat number one, Ball of Muscle, who copped that headwind first up and then just too much pressure and forget Moonee Valley, it'll go better leading here. Number eight, Bonds Away, going well. Just like to see it savage the line a bit better. And fourth pick, number three, the Bostonian, who was caught wide all the way there first up at the Valley and draws for a better run. 2, 1, 8, and 3.
The 2 is also the tip for Matt Hill, Trekking, to beat 9, 8, and 3. 2, 9, 8, and 3. And as it works, if the winner doesn't take up the option of wanting to run in the Everest, then they move to the second horse and work through it. It'll all come down to what the winning connections want to do.
So basically, the Melbourne Racing Club's slot will be taken by a horse that contests this race.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's got to come from this. Righto. Mark, best bets?
Hoss, I'll go race 2, number 2, Renewal, and race 4, number 1, Manicure. And around the grounds, we're off to Manangatang, Andrew, for country racing. Race... give it 2. Race 1, number 3, Rockin' Sunny, and race 5, number 3, Footfoot.
Okay, I had Hamilton open. You've gone far and wide today, haven't you?
Hamilton,
the good old Manangatang.
You can go each way. Race 1, number 8, Divine Honours at Hamilton.
So race 2, number...
No, race 1, number 3 at Manangatang.
Oh, race 1, sorry.
Race 1, two. Number 3,
Race
Rock
1, number
Sunny.
3 is Rockin' Sunny at $3.30.
And the other one is race 5, number 3, Footfoot.
Footfoot. Footfoot is a $3.50 chance.
Okay, and the one at Hamilton is race 1, number 8.
I'll leave you to Hamilton.
Yeah, race 1, number 8 at Hamilton, and that race at 5 past 1, and it's currently at 6.50 and 2.20, Divine Honours. Righto, there the extras. Good luck with your runner today in the Caulfield Guineas, Mark. Hope it's a good day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. How do you play it, Dean?
Andrew, I like Steel Prince, race 5, number 3, and Trekking, race 10, number 2, my two best.
Race 10, number 2. All right, it's a magic day, both Melbourne and Sydney racing today. The build-up to the Scalacci is going to be good for a quarter to six with the first race at Caulfield at 12.15.
And Dino, first up run the other day, very, very good. Looking forward to an improved effort next Monday. And Kurt said he'll probably ring about quarter two.
Good.
Because he's got quite a few now that you've had the run under your belt.
No.
I've got news for you. 13.53.53, that number on Monday. Punters post-mortem at 9 o'clock. Righto, Dean. Have a good afternoon, mate.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter there. We're running a bit late, and I need to run on time because just after 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Andrew Murphy out at Canterbury with 10 Sovereigns, who looks after that horse for Aidan O'Brien. So just give us a couple of quick jockey challenges.
Just make sure when you're talking to Andrew, reassure him that here at Randwick, no rain, because I looked on the radar earlier this morning in Canterbury, it had 12 mils of rain.
It worked on a soft 7 this morning.
Yeah, so just to reassure him. Right. We'll stick with Caulfield, where Kieran McAvoy, the 2.30 favourite. Damien Lane, Damien Oliver, 6 a pair. Any other jockey and Huey Bowman, 9 a pair. Mark Zara, 10. Craig Williams, 13. James McDonald, 15. The most competitive jockeys challenge I've seen in Sydney on a Saturday for Randwick. Nashua Willer, 2.70. Tim Clark, 2.90. Josh Parr, 3. So the brothers-in-law there might have a little side bet for the trip back up to the Central Coast. Brett Navdullah, 8.50. Jason Collett, 26. The other riders are Glenn Boss and Jay Ford. At Eagle Farm, the favourite is Jimmy Byrne, equally with Robbie Fradd, in front of Steph Thornton and Bailey Nordoff. And at Kembla, it is Jeff Penza, odds on, in front of Grant Buckley.
You'll be back in a little while with Paul Joycey.
10 o'clock.
Righto, we'll take a break and then we'll look at Eagle Farm.
Sky Sports Radio has the best way to reflect on Spring Champion Race Day from Randwick, plus Caulfield's opening day of the Cup Carnival. Can the Scalacci winner claim the Tab Everest? Punters post-mortem with Duffercy, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey. Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Go Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DePortal, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Spring Sale ends soon. Save up to 50% off selected award-winning furniture designs. Hurry, final days. Visit King Living today. Spring Champion Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. We've got special event Clearways along Ascot Street there until 7 tonight. And change traffic conditions at Beverly Hills. We've got an additional through lane on the M5 near King George's Road off-ramp heading citybound. And the M5 is doing a brilliant job inbound. Around the M4, no delays. Roper Road to Eastern Creek. Football is back. Western Sydney Wanderers are back home taking on Central Coast Mariners tonight from 5 at Bankwest Stadium. For tickets, search Hyundai A-League now. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Watch them fly before you buy at the Magic Millions Gold Coast 2-year-olds in training sale October 14 and 15. See the youngsters gallop before bidding and get a head start to the winner's stall. Recent graduates of the sale include Australian Carnival stars Ty Zone and Victorum, as well as Singapore sensation Top Knife. With over 270 lots, it's the biggest and best catalogue for 2-year-olds in Australia. For more info, visit magicmillions.com.au. Magic Millions 2-year-olds in training sale October 14 and 15 on the Gold Coast.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I know that I can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill, and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas now.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Righto, let's at 22 minutes to 10 start looking at Eagle Farm with Sam Hyland. Sam, 20 mil overnight. What's it like at the moment, mate?
It's there's a bit of rain on the radar, Andrew, and yeah, it's sort of light rain. The showers are sort of coming in and out a little bit, but yeah, there is a bit about, so we are going to get more. You know, 50 mils of irrigation on the track for the week, and then 20 mils of rain overnight. So still a good four, you know. It's but it'll be interesting to see how this track races with the rail back in the true. Obviously, we've seen it mad on speed and down on the inside when we've seen previous rails trues on this new Eagle Farm track. And, you know, I think with natural rainfall, I wonder if it'll play a little bit differently today.
Yeah, exactly. No, we'll have to monitor that. Mate, let's jump into them here. The first race, number 6, Tatsy, is the $2.30 favourite over 3, Sir Barnabas, at $3.90.
Well, I like Polemic. I think it's in really good form, this horse. He's got a good record at the trip, 6 starts for 2 wins and 3 seconds. There's a couple that'll roll along a bit in this race with Should Have Known Better and Follow Suit. So I think speed will be genuine enough, and I think it'll be chiming in at the end of it. Polemic, it'll have a good run in front of Sir Barnabas, who came on at the mile first up at Doomben. Tatsy is going to love a quick tempo. Second up at the mile. Was really good, and I think the 1800 is going to be no worries today. A follow soon will be up on speed. So 4, 3, 6, and 2.
4, 3, 6, and 2 in race number 1. Race 2, the cutest 2-year-olds here. Peter and Paul Snowden have got Strike Up there, number 5. It's now $1.80 with Tab number 5. One Dark Sun at $3.90, and Disco Lights for Toby and Trent Edmonds at $7.50.
Yeah, I went with Strike. I thought the colt was sharp in his trial at Randwick. The Snowden team, they know the right horse to bring up here. And this Spirit of Boom colt, he'll be ready to win first time out. I think he's drawn a good gate. He'll get a good ride, and he'll be hard to beat. I'll put number nine, Palace, in for second. Better than Ready Filly, whipped along in the trial, and even though there was only a couple in it, she's drawn the pole position. She'll be positive in the run. Dark Sun for third was good at Toowoomba, and then Ocean in for third. So 5, 9, 1, and 8.
5, 9, 1, and 8 in race number 2. Race 3, number 8, how wonderful life is. How wonderful life is. It's one of those with all the letters like together. You look at it four times. They're the ones that get me the bit. I can really be caught by the ones that are all put together. Munsey's laughing here beside me. Number eight at $3. Number two, Jagged Edge at $3.50. And number four, Magic Trigger at $4.80. Hey, Sam, how yep. wonderful life is.
Well, it is wonderful, isn't it? And I tell you what, she'll be winning. She was brilliant winning first time out, and she looked the fillies with a bit of class about her. I think she might find herself outside the leader, and I'm not sure if... Is Bailey Notice going to take any claim on that? I know he does have a claim, but I don't know if he'll get down any lighter than 54. But anyway, she's down in the weights, and, yeah, I think she's well-placed in this race. Ready to Roam will be an improved horse this preparation. Look, if they have a couple of races on this track and there's going to be jar off the ground and they get into the ground a bit, it's not going to hurt this horse at all. Of course, she will show plenty of speed and just fold it up late last time, but she'll be better for that last start run and the Odyssey in for fourth. So I went 8, 5, 3, and 1.
Eight on top there, though, in race number three. Race four, and number one, Elixir, here is at $2.90. Number three, La Matin or Matin at $5. And seven, Beat the Best here, is at $5.50. And the toppies at $6. So there's a few in the market here.
Okay, I went for number nine, Oblast. And I just thought this horse made an early move last start. Brad Stewart, he tried to pinch it on them at Doomben, whipped around them, and gee, I thought this horse was really good in the straight. He just kept chipping away and only folded up that, you know, was expected to be soft late. Well, really wasn't that soft, just was that early move. I thought brought him undone that little bit and ran third. I thought can run really well. So I'm banking on him getting a soft run for the first half and getting a trail into the race. So I think he can be in the money in front of Beat the Beast. Two of his last three, he's well-placed in town here. He's a very adaptable horse. Four, Elixir, has got the hoof on the till, and Master will be, he was brave first up, and he'll be positive in the run. So I went 9, 7, 4, and 11.
Race number five, and we're seeing Rexy Lips Filly, Gem of Scotland here, number one, $2.40 right now at Tab in the cutest three-year-old. Ballistic Boy, number five, at $3.30. And Xanthius, number two, is a $3.70 chance. And off the market, those three dominated, Sam.
Yeah, I'm with Xanthius. I like this horse. Obviously, been gelded before this prep, and he's come back a promising horse. And I think you could tell he really wanted the win last time round. 1,400 poses no problem. And I think if he lands one out, one back, he can be really strong in the finish. I think he's a nice horse. Gemma Scotland, she looks ready for the 1,400 this prep. She's a class runner in the race, and she only just went down last time round. So, I don't see the tempo being crazy in this race. She'll be right there. Ballistic Boy was honest, and the Sinner in for fourth. So 2, 1, 5, and 4.
2, 1, 5, and 4 in race five. Race six, a benchmark 75. Tony Gollan has number 11, Advance Warning. Got to a low of three. It's now $3.10, number 11. 10, Speaking Bad at $5. And number eight, Holbrook, is now $7.50, along with number 13, Clever Dolly.
Okay, is it a bit daring? I don't know if it's a bit daring tipping this one. Ivy's Court, she hasn't won for a long time. But, gee, it's a bit like one I tipped earlier than that. She took off early at Doomben, and she was sound in the straight. I think she draws one. She's going to get a grouse run in behind them. And she just needs a little bit of luck on the way home. And I think she'll be right in it. She's got some form around some nice horses. And, yeah, I think I don't think it's too tough this race. So I put her on top, number six, Ivy's Court, in front of number eight, Holbrook. He's ready to get another win on the board. He's been very honest this race. And you would think this is going to be a pretty quick-run race like the last one he went round in. So he's going to get a good trail. Number five, Aegis for third, and Advance Warning. I'm not sure if it was a great ride last start. I'm not sure he's going to get as soft a run this time, but he looks like he'd go three laps. He'll stay all day, so the trip won't be a worry. 6, 8, 5, and 11.
And currently $9, your fancy there, at TAB. Race 7, a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares. Steve O'Day's got 10, Francisca at 460. 5, Smug Satisfaction at 480. Number 1 time to play, it's gone 8, 650 and now $7. And Red Steena, number 7 at 750.
Like Golden Mean, number 11. I think she's had a good preparation last time round. Her first up win was fantastic. And genuine speed in this race will see her using that turn of foot that she has. So I think she's got the soft draw. I like her. I think she can be running really well. And the Van Dyke horses are going super. Hope we see Alligator Blood get the money today. Smug Satisfaction in for second as racing well at Eagle Farm. Gets a lovely trial in behind them and effective at 7 furlongs. Francisca for third and time to play was good last half winner at Durban. So I went 11, 5, 10 and 1.
11 on top there. Race 8, number 3, Scalopini for $2.30 right now. 7, Cadogan at $3.40. And 4, Tinsky for Chris Waller, number 4, a $6 chance.
I think it'll be winning Scalopini. And it's just, you know, the horse is going so well. He's a real winner. And first up, he was terrific. Last start, he can be forgiven. You know, small field and really slow run race. He was out the back and, he just couldn't run the sectionals when they went so steady and he was out the back like that. I think obviously going to need a little bit of luck sliding in from that gate. But if he takes a good position, I think he'll be winning and he's my best for the day. In front of Cadogan, who's going to love getting back to Eagle Farm. Robbie Fratt on board is a positive. The Avenger and Portensky in for fourth. So I went 3, 7, 5 and 4.
Righto, the last race, number 7, Tambo's Mate. Now $2.60. It's gone 2.70, 2.60 in the last three quarters of an hour. 2 Deep Image at 5.50 and Valaro, number 11, at 6.50.
Tambo's Mate is I think it's a good race for him here. The 1200, he's got a really light mouth, and last time round he sort of got in behind them, got the head up, and was just racing ungenerously with a nice tempo here, and he just gets it smooth for that first half. I think he's going to be really strong. He'll be winning in front of I Dream of Green. They're good notes to have in your pocket, aren't they, the green ones? And I think this horse just caught on the line last time round, back in trip to the 1200, where he's been a winner 4 times, so he's racing well. The Tenor in for third, and Barganim for fourth. So I went 7, 14, 13, and 1.
Righto, you were keen around that second last?
Yeah, Scalopini, race 8, number 3. I think he's short, but I think he'll win. He'll get a good run, hopefully. Just slot in for that first half and get it sweet there. He's got 2 kilos off with Steph Thornton. He'll be strong in the finish.
Okay. Good on you, Sam. Enjoy your day up there at Eagle Farm.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Sam Hyland there. The first at 1.18 our time. They've got a 9 race card beginning 1.18 and finishing 10 minutes after our last at 6:15. As I say, just after 10 o'clock, Andrew Murphy from Coolmore from the Aidan O'Brien stable out of Canterbury will join us, and then Paul Joyce will preview each of the races here on Spring Champion Day. Mick Wallace is online to look at Kembla. Mick, I'm not too sure whether you're there, given the first race isn't until 1.29, but it's just into the heavy 8 with the 20 mil that fell overnight.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a rain-affected track, and it's a little bit overcast here at Kembla this morning. I'm in Wollongong at the moment. And, I think hopefully this rain can stay away, because I don't think we've got a lot left in the track. But heavy 8 surface, we can work with that. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right, in the first, Godolphin have got number 5, Distorna. It's the $3 favourite here. Number 3, Malthouse, drifting to 370 this morning. And 4, Winter in America, out to 460.
Numbers here in the first, 4, 1, 5 and 7, going with Winter in America. It was first up for 19 weeks when finishing 4th at Hawkesbury last start behind Segalas. And I just like the way the horse let down and found the line. Was only beaten 2 lengths and did race a little green, covered a bit of ground that day as well. Has been placed on rain-affected going. So we'll go her way over 1, Bisque, who is another one that's second up from a long spell today. Didn't do a great deal to Hawkesbury last time when was in the market that day. Finished last behind Allison of Tuffy, but does have a good record here at the Kembla Grange Circuit. 5, Destroyer. goes into the numbers as well. This horse only had the at the three starts with a one win. That was at Hawkesbury on debut over the 1,100 metres. Resumes here again today. She short sprint well fresh. And seven, which is Falling Waters, I thought was best of the rest. Has been placed three or five on this track. And one of those placings was last start at Kembla when second to a Koi. So 4, 1, 5, and 7.
Race number two, Mark Unum's got Shadow Colour here, number four, the favourite at 3.30, along with number five, Undoubted, both at 3.30. Trapassi for Godolphin, number eight, or Trapassi, has gone 4.80, 4.40, and now $4.20, number eight.
I've gone 5, 1, 4, and 3 here. I'm pretty keen on Undoubted today, this four-year-old by not a single doubt. It's only had the one placing from three starts. That was at Warwick Farm before going for a break back in May. I've really been quite taken with this horse's trials. Finished fourth in the most recent trial there at Warwick Farm, but the previous trial at Warwick Farm was good. Finished second to Shadow Colour, who goes around favourite in this race, and it went to the line untouched. Being by not a single doubt, out of a snippets mare, you'd think he would probably handle the rain affected going. One Coolgardie looked quite unlucky first up at Goulburn when finishing fifth. Just got shuffled back, but really charged up late to be beaten 2.5 lengths by Soami. And a strip spitter today. Foreshadow Colour has had the four trials to ready him for this first up assignment. And we'll watch the betting with that runner. And three, Gin Chief Phantom, I thought was the best of the outsiders. Had a couple of runs in New Zealand. Now with Miracle Mal Johnson there at Hawkesbury, I thought it might be able to run home late. 5, 1, 4, and 3.
Ariage, number two for Godolphin and Jeff Penza, is the favourite in race three at the moment, $1.95. Number one, Cuban Royale, $3.10 after being $3.20. And number five, Legislation, it's at $4.80.
4, 5, 2, and 1, the tips here. Going for one, a little bit of value in for Princess Lottie. Her overall form's quite sound. She does appreciate a bit of sting out of the ground. She said four goes on soft tracks for a win and two minor placings. Last up there at Wyom, didn't have a lot of luck behind Traumatised, was cut out late in the race. And I think she'll run well today. We'll put her on top over five, which is Legislation. And this horse, 2018 starts for a win and two minor placings. Was fourth at Scone last time out on the 27th of September. I got back and hit the line strongly. Does have a soft track win to his name. I will throw in two Ariage, which is the short price favourite. Just thought it was a touch of unders. Nothing wrong with the Goulburn win last start in a benchmark 66. And one Cuban Royale. Generally reserves his best races for here at Kembla. We'll put him in for 4, 4, 5, 2, and 1.
$9.50, a top fancy there at the stage at Tab. Race four, a fillies and mares maiden at Kembla. Number seven, Diddles, down there at 2.40. Five, Bollywood at 3.20. And six, Bowery Breeze at 4.80. At this stage, Mick, it's been pretty quiet.
7, 6, 5, and 3, the tips here, going with Diddles. Her form on paper reads quite strong. Finished second in the gym crack at Group 3 level back in September of last year. I've had a few issues since, but the two trials leading into today have been very good. Clary Connors has a bit of an opinion of this filly, and her most recent trial where she went straight to the front, she was never really let go and still managed to win the trial comfortably. Six, Bowery Breeze, another one that's been trialling really well. It's only had the one trial, but it just coasted around Warwick Farm and was too good for Rocka Rosa and Liara. Was never really out of second gear. Five, Bollywood. Looks a chance as well. This filly by Sequoia from a Lonro mare, I'm tipping, will get through the rain-affected going. Has been placed on a heavy track once. Coming off a second at Kembla last time behind St Ambrose. And three, Roses Savannah, could be a possible improver. 7, 6, 5, and 3.
Race number five over the 1,400 metres. Number one, Bo Rama there for Robin Luke Price. $3.20 and just favourite over number four, Goulburn at $3.30 for Godolphin. Lubuck number seven out to $4.40. And Tombstone number three now at $5.50.
I like Goulburn here. 4, 1, 3, and 7, the tips. This is a three-year-old by Lonrose. And he had the one race start that was at Wyong. Didn't get all the breaks that day. Finished fifth. About a length and three quarters from the winner, Zell. Just got caught up behind a tiring horse turning for home, went back to the inside, and it was finding the line okay. Breeding would suggest he'll get through the rain-affected going, and I think perhaps he's just got a few less convictions. than some of his rivals. One Bo Rama is building towards a peak performance, a good placing at Hawkesbury at last start when third behind All Over Magic was in the market that day. Three Tombstones, a first starter, which I'll be keeping a close eye on. This horse's trials have been good at Canterbury and at Rose Hill. Might be looking for a little further, you know, in time, but this isn't overly strong. And seven Lubuck, best of the rest. 4, 1, 3, and 7.
Been already a little move here for Nudge in race number 6, a benchmark 64. Got to 250. It's now $2.30 here, number 7. Asago, number 5, is at $3. It's drifting to $3. And number 4, Akoi, is drifting out to $4.80 as we speak.
With the market mover here, Andrew, 7, 5, 9, and 4. Nudge, she was responsible for a nice win at Kembla Grange last time when getting the maiden out of the way. Came from well back to beat Perfect Impression and Brunetta on a day where it was difficult to make ground from the tail of the field. She looks like a progressive type. She might be able to settle a little bit closer to the speed today. 5 Asiago will be very hard to beat. Certainly flying at the moment. This filly's won her last two, had Hawkesbury and Newcastle since resuming and can quite easily bring up the hat-trick here. 9 Hipernicus I thought was the knockout chance. He's a 10-year-old these days, but he generally races well at Kembla, and I thought his run was better than it looks on paper. Finished 7th at Kembla last time behind Cool Otter. That was a pretty strong race. He'll get back, but he'll be charging late. And 4 Akoi's coming off a Kembla win last start, and she's very handy on the rain-affected track. 7, 5, 9 and 4.
The fillies and mare's maiden over the 1400 is race 7, Carte Blanche here. Now $1.90 with Tab for Brad Widdup. Number 7, Booba is at $5, or Bubba. And number 9, Lady Lucerne is now, it's tightening this morning. What have we done with scratchings here? We had a few of them come out. But it's now Lady Lucerne in the last hour. It's gone 6 to 5.50. But earlier this morning, it was 8.
Yeah, you mentioned the scratchings there, Andrew. I think three of the top four in the market came out here, so that really threw the prices into chaos. I've gone 7, 1, 9 and 10 going with Bubba. I had her on top before the scratching. She was quite a decent price, but as you'd expect, she's trimmed up now. She's only had the one start at Bathurst. There isn't a lot of her, and she still does a fair bit wrong, but I do think she'll win races. That last start there, she got all the way back to last, and she really powered up late when finishing fourth to birdie, beating 2.5 lengths. This maybe is a little bit stronger, but I really do think she'll appreciate getting out to the 1,400 metres on the big track today. One Carte Blanche looked a little bit unlucky at Kembla Grange last start when finishing fourth behind St Ambrose, was held up at a crucial stage. The 9, which is that Lady Lucienne, has had a bit of support, as you say. Last start there at Goulburn, I didn't do a great deal, but we can forgive her that run. Her first start run at Goulburn was pretty good when finishing fourth behind Leo. We'll throw in